I know you haven't heard from me in a long time. This is your boy, Mig One. I said I'd be back in 2023. I didn't make it. Sorry about that. It's 2024 now. It's gotten really crazy. Today is February the 24th, 2024. I'm standing out here by a bunch of bells. I'm not Quasimodo. I have no idea what's happening. Oh, yeah, I know what's happening. I'm here for the Dirty Rick, a.k.a. Rick the Rizzo, a.k.a. Lean Rick, Slick Rick, whatever you want to call him, Uber Rick. Getting married today. Yesterday, my cousin is actually tying the knot. I can't freaking believe it. It's wild as can be. I don't know exactly what to make of it just yet. You know, his new family's here. He's really not in his normal mood that he usually is. And obviously, because he got to be serious because he's getting married, because this is technically his wife's day. So I can't be too goofy about it. But, you know, I am still. Got to have fun with it. And I always will. But, yeah, it's pretty cool to be here in Austin. It's actually very nice. I've never been here before. It's hilly. I'm waiting to see when I can find the first rattlesnake to jump out here and try to get me, but you know, your boy Mig One would probably bite it back anyway. But yeah, so it's pretty cool. It's nice, actually. Not very hot out here today. It's actually kind of cool. It's about 65 degrees, and I'm in charge of the music for the wedding, so that's kind of cool. I told him I was going to play Roman Reigns when he walks out. He didn't think that was too funny, and so yeah, it's just it's going to be pretty interesting. I've never seen the rest of Rick's extended family till now. So that's pretty cool. My aunt and uncle are here. So it's pretty cool. I think it's going to be a great wedding. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to go to Fogo after this to eat. But yeah, so you guys didn't know, that's why we didn't record last week, because we were getting ready for this wedding, getting ready for all this wonderful stuff to happen, and just enjoying time. Like, you know, I'm 52. My cousin is a little bit under me. He's in his 40s. So, yeah, he didn't find a wife till now, and he wasn't too sure till now, which I can understand. You don't have to rush into these things. And so, you know, it takes a little time. So it's understandable that he waited, and I can appreciate that. So it's kind of cool. Not having his brother and his sister here is kind of a little hurtful. But, you know, sisters had to go to a work meeting, and brother lives in Oklahoma, so they can't be here. So I represent the other part of the family. So I'm sitting here down in a mosaic rock in the corner, just looking at everything. Goldcasters, visitors, you know, just enjoying all this, soaking it in. It's pretty cool. It's a nice day. It's a beautiful Saturday. I'm so happy for him. So, yeah, we should be able to get back to recording here pretty soon. I don't know how long I'll be able to keep the podcast going, because obviously we're busy getting ready for this wedding. I'm going to do a little more walking, a little more looking here as I walk around and tell you what I see. So the bells of La Mancha is where we're standing here and just kind of looking at everything. I'm walking around. Rocks. It's pretty cool, man. I actually like this. I'm going to go join the Rick real quick here for a few seconds and harass him while I got him. He can hear me. He can talk into my earbuds. They'll be able to pick him up. Let's go see where he's going. This is episode Ricky's Wedding. Yes, sir. He's standing with the Leo. It says grooms. It says grooms. That says grooms. Ladies and gentlemen, walking around here with the Rizzo here, and he's got his high water suit. Say hello to the people there, Mr. Rizzo.
Hello.
It's on my earbud, so they'll have to pick you up. You have to talk into my ear. Don't whisper sweet nothings in there, but that's okay. Hanging out with the best man, I believe, correct?
Yes, sir.
His name is Leonardo DiCaprio. Leo. Uh-oh, we got a goat. We got a code. What'd you bring me, dog? I feel like I'm getting sniped out here. It's like a bad episode of Cabin Fever. In that movie, you know, where the people go to the cabin, all of a sudden they start dying and getting killed? Is this just a one-man room?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No bathroom in here either.
No. Bathroom's over there.
So how'd you find this place? You know, a lot of people want to know.
Emily found it. She was, she was like, cheap location.
This is cheap?
Oh, it's $500.
Really? This does not seem like it would be cheap.
Honestly, it does not.
I thought it'd be a little bit more on the high end based on the fact that, you know, I mean, it's in the middle of the mountains. It's in the section where Austin is expensive. Like, you know how houses go for, what, like $300,000 right now in Houston, low areas? These houses are already going for that before that even got to that point. So now I know they have to be a hell of a lot higher now. But this is really cool. All right, man, we'll let you get naked. We don't want to see that. We've seen that enough. The viewers don't want to see that either. But thank God I'm not live streaming. Leo's got the, I won't lock the door. I'll be outside talking to the snakes. Designated smoking area. A lot of smoke. How would you smoke out? I'm afraid you'd light something up. Seriously, waiting to see a snake. Right? Yeah, that's right. Rick's naked. Nobody wants to see this here. Hey, man, he locked the door. You got the mankini, man? Did you bring the mankini? You got the thong? Hey, you got the bridal thong? Is he going to take it off, right? He's going to hate me later. Hey, watch this. Remember when I told you I was going to get back at you for calling me cute or talking about the movie being cute? Now, here we go. He got the pink underwear. Yes, sir. Oh, the pink one. He got the pink thong. We're going to play the thong song when he comes out. Thong, 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 thong. I'm getting a disapproval look from the wife. But anyway, guys, I can't do this too long because I'm in control of his music. So I will be chilling. I just wanted to get a quick episode out here real quick. Drop it on MIG One Talks Crap. Maybe get it on to Critical Thinking. And then I will also do some pictures for the wedding. So that's your boy out here. It's been a while. Mr. Leo, hopefully I'm going to Rick talk to you about us looking for another partner to join the show. I don't know, you're pretty busy all the time. I never actually see you when I go record.
Yeah, I'll be working.
Yeah, I got to make that money. At least one of us has a job. I'm jobless. But anyway, I'm trying to find one. But, hey, man, you all right? That thonkini ain't hurting you, is it? Get that thong on, man. Come on, let's go. Get the bells on. You got the tassels? Anyway, guys, your boy Big One. Hope you enjoyed the pre-wedding. The Dirty Rick, a.k.a. Uber Rick, a.k.a. Stinky Rick, a.k.a. whatever you want to call him. My cousin's wedding to Leo's future mother-in-law and Rick's future mother-in-law. Man, this is just all. When is your wedding?
Oh, coming up soon.
Coming up soon? Man. You ain't going to make us drive to, like, Waco or someplace or, like,
probably.
El Paso?
Yeah, come to California.
Let's go do it in Mexico. So let's go across the border. I know a good place in Nogales. We might not make it back, but we have one hell of a time. Right, exactly. We'd be too drunk to remember how to get back. That's what I used to do when I was in the military, man. We'd go to Nogales and just be like, I don't even know how I got back. 5 trips to Mexico, don't know how I got back. My boys brought me back, so thank you. And then they said, you had some fun with some girl named Lola. Who the hell is Lola? I don't know. Anyway, uh-oh, here he comes. Bum, bum, ba-dum. Oh, shit.
I was gonna go and I was like, man, I gotta
pee. Can't pee when you're putting on the thong, man.
And I was like, no.
Did you bring the thong? You didn't bring the good luck thong? What about the tassels? All right. Oh, let's go talk to the groom's daddy now. We got a chance here real quick here. Anyway, I better cut it soon before I get cut. Catch y'all later.